This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I know that people say summer starts on Memorial Day, but astronomy says otherwise. Thank you very much. Today is the official first day of summer, so we are going to take a look at the business of vacation, specifically a vacation that tens of millions of Americans take every year, cruises. Cruises under the umbrella of the Carnival Corporation, one of the biggest travel and leisure companies in the world. Not just Carnival Lines, but also Princess and Holland America, to name just two more. Arnold Donald is Carnival's president and CEO. He's had that job since 2013. He is also today's guest on Conversations from the Corner Office. Mr. Donald, it's good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Kai.
Why did you want to run a cruise company?
Well, you know, I was on the board of Carnival Corporation for a number of years. I almost said no, not because I didn't like cruising or anything, but I had had a very successful career, business career, and I thought I was pretty much done as an operator. And now I realized I was an idiot. I should have been begging for the job because it's absolutely the best job in the world.
What do you do when you're at a cocktail party or dinner party or something, and somebody says, Arnold, what do you do? And you say, well, I run Carnival Cruise Lines. And they say, oh, yeah, that's the one that had the ship that had all the unsanitary problems, and then there was the Costa Concordia. The high-profile nature of the problems you have, I guess, is the question.
You know what, Kai? When I first came on, that may have been the case. But today, people say, wow, I hear Carnival's doing great, and I see you guys have had tremendous success. And were someone to ask me about those incidents that happened, you know, I would just say that, first of all, the one was obviously a very upsetting. It was a real tragedy. And the others were kind of meaty events. No one got hurt or anything like that. And so the reality is cruising is one of the safest things you could ever do. And as many cruise goers will tell you, it's the best vacation experience there is.
Those cruise goers, who are they? Because I think probably in the popular imagination, they are aging Americans, grandmothers, grandfathers, probably not the younger couples and the married families.
You know, we have, I can't tell you how many weddings on board our ships. So it depends what you're looking for. And that's the beautiful thing about cruise. It's all about travel, and travel is all about bringing people together. And what happens in all that exchange of human spirit is people discover what they have in common. And that allows them then to celebrate differences.
So not to take away from any of that, which I actually believe in, but you're a guy running a company in a country where the president is doing all that he can to restrict travel to this country by some groups, to withdraw us from large parts of the international community. How worried are you about the political environment and your bottom line?
Well, for us, obviously, as long as people can travel and want to travel, we're going to be in great shape. If anything that severely restricts travel or causes fear in people where they choose not to travel, that obviously is not good for our industry. Every year, for as far back as you can go, there have always been issues. We used to be able to go to the Black Sea. You know, today we can't because of political tensions. You know, our assets are mobile, and we'll go where we can and take people where they want to go.
When you go on a Carnival ship, does the crew and the captain know who you are, or are you incognito, as it were?
Well, at one point, I had some feelers from Undercover Boss, and I didn't think there was a makeup crew good enough, you know. So to be honest with you, they know who I am. All of the crew, much of the crew, certainly the captains and whatnot.
Arnold Donald is the president and CEO of Carnival. Mr. Donald, thanks very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai. It's been a pleasure.